221B, Baker Street.
Okay, why would Abrams hide this?
Not important. Let me know if Abrams is coming. Not a word of this to him.
The victim drafted an email to Abrams, who keeps it a secret when it contains his killer's name.
Coded email.
What?
Oh, I'm so happy I could die.
Nails!
What?
Be careful what you say.
Jeez, why are you so stressed out? Just chill.
You know I hate night driving. We're two young ladies alone and the roads really aren't safe anymore.
How can you walk away when you're so close to solving it?
Solved it?
What? When? Then why are you leaving the case?
Consulting detectives only do what they're asked to.
Car's registration number.
Sid, are you sleepwalking?
The owner is Mr. Gina. Contact number 086-253-9952.
Sid, I think you're talking in your sleep.
Nails? The guy's still in his car.
Where?
Look, in front. He phoned someone and now he's waiting.
Cool, maybe he has a date.
Nails, you fool. I think he phoned for backup to hijack us. We need a plan.
Thanks. You should be an author with that imagination.
It's not funny.
All right, girl. Time to head home.
About time. Thought you were never going to stop talking to that stalker.
Look, yeah. Stop being so paranoid.
And she's supposed to be the intelligent one.
Ha, ha, ha. Dad, how did you find us?
I received a call telling me that my vehicle was stuck at this location.
Really? Both our phones were dead and was paranoid over y'all wouldn't let me ask anyone for help. So who phoned you?
And now, on 221B, Baker Street.
Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo.
Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo. Hello, Mo.
Time, the mystery that puzzles many a mind. Ah, time. Time passes in strange lurches and dragging lulls. But pass, it does. Even for the characters of this strange series. So, the story continues from around January 2016.
No ways! You can't be serious.
Excuse me?
You're skipping 2 years of the story.
So?
You didn't even tell us what happened with Zakia. Did she accept the proposal?
Patience. You're about to find out.
No, this is nonsense. I need all the juicy details.
Oh. Well, if you insist. So, Zakia, being true to her name, decided to consider her father's suggestion using her own intelligence.
I've spoken to Bilal under daddy's supervision. The only thing better than his character. Who am I kidding? His character is better than I ever imagined. Mom? Dad? I've made up my mind.
Yes, my dear.
I want to.
Oh, no, Zakia. Not another word from you. You are just not thinking. Put the thinking cap on.
What's wrong, Zakia? You can talk to us. You accept Piral's proposal?
Amrun, you've just cut my nose. You put my head in the ground like an ostrich.
Zakia immediately received the blessings of her father and then the very reluctant permission of her prejudiced mother.
He's not Indian, but I suppose he doesn't look or sound like a black at least.
Savera.
What now?
Can you bring me the kajur if it's not too dark for you?
Oh, the guest list for his elaborate wedding function multiple times. Every person RSVP'd with an excited yes, except for one.
Assalamu alaikum.
Listen, I'm getting married. Will you come?
No.
Ahmed, don't be such a loser.
It goes against everything I stand for. I'm not coming.
I don't have.
You made your choice. Take care, Zahir.
So, Zakia and Bilal had a simple nikah, much to her family's dismay. While Layla and Tahir made sure they didn't disappoint with their extravagant wedding reception.
Shabir Ismail.
You performed the religious ritual?
The nikah? Yes.
Great, great. What amount will you give to Mr. and Mrs. Patel?
This is all I've got on me now.
This is the smallest gift for the night.
Actually, I'm out of town, so if I may ask, how does this gift system actually work?
All guests are expected to give a sum of money to the couple. It's the least that they can do to attend this amazing function.
Ajib, gift or donation?
Excuse me, did you say something, sir?
No, nothing. I was just thinking.
Oh, well, yes. You're lucky they decided against the minimum amount. You'd be way below it. Next, please.
Wow. Intellectual begging on a whole new level.
While Layla and Tahir collected many cents, Bilal and Zakia began their new lives with a wealth of words.
It is a day of so much bliss in the gathering that we all stand. Under the blue sky we all celebrate, husband and wife hand in hand. There are children.
Are you ready, my queen?
Chi, let's begin.
Alhamdulillah. I always wanted to start our love story with a love letter from our Creator. Thank you, Zakia, for being my wife. I hope I too can be a means of making your every wish come true. Bismillah.
It's a day when heaven fulfills half of the being. Oh, it's a day of rejoicing, a day of peace. It's a day when heaven fulfills half of the being. Let us all spend some time together, remembering Allah Most High.
And so, the Gina sisters began the next chapter of their lives. And they lived.
They lived happily ever after. Is that it?
Is that what?
Is this the end?
And shouldn't you know that every ending is just a new beginning?
Meaning?
The tale has only just begun.
It was sometime in the year 2016 when Wasim walked into the flat he still shared with his friend Shamshir to find him typing fiercely.
Is that my computer?
Of course.
What?
Mine was in my bedroom.
And it was too far for you to fetch it? Come on, Sid. My computer's password protected.
In a manner of speaking, it took me less than a minute to guess yours. Not exactly Fort Knox, Simi.
Right. Thank you.
Hold it.
Why?
They're not being targeted. They're being taught.
Who?
The local Musallis, who said their shoes are being stolen almost every day at the masjid.
How do you...
Indian uncles mysteriously gathering bare feet outside 221 Baker Street. You're wearing your oldest pair of shoes, trousers folded just above your ankle, topi on your head, but gun still hidden on your right hip underneath your kurta. You just got back from an undercover trip to the masjid, right?
What if I just went to the masjid to pray?
Then who did you want to shoot?
Sid.
You're welcome.
It is said that to truly love something is to set it free. With the hostility towards him and his family increasing, Mr. Slovo decides it's time for a change.
Dad, come with us, please. You will love Baker Street.
Scut, please stop nagging, Dad.
I'm not nagging, Viddy. I'm just going to miss Dad, okay?
And I will miss you, both of you. But remember, my dears, it's just a temporary separation. After your study, you'll return home, inshallah.
Don't count on it, Dad. I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to stay here. The Islamophobia, it's getting worse. It's just not safe anymore.
Nonsense. No harm will come to us, inshallah. This community will soon be filled with Muslims. You'll see.
Doubt it, Dad. They can't even give us Muslims a place in their schools. How will they allow Islam into their hearts?
Amani, when Allah decides to guide a nation, nothing and no one will stop it. Allah guides who He wants, so never, ever doom a person from what meets your eye.
Exactly, Scott. I told you not to be so judgy.
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Holier Than Thou. I just said what you were so scared to voice.
Not scared, just too wise to voice.
Now, you two need to get going. Yeah, this is for you, Amani. And this one is for you, Ridwan.
Oh, Dad, it's lovely.
Shukran. Jazakallah, Dad.
May Allah look after both of you. Assalamu alaikum.
Where are you going?
We are going.
Where?
You'll see.
Wasim reluctantly gets in the car with Shamshir, wondering where they headed.
You own a toppy?
Don't touch that. Don't want you dirtying it. It'll go on my head soon.
Why?
Wasim and Shamshir arrive at the masjid, much to Wasim's surprise.
If you wanted to make it for Jamaat, you should have left earlier.
One day, not today.
You know, you should read your Salah. I never see you at the...
Good. Now silence.
What?
Shh. Observe.
Meanwhile, the Batel household is shaken by their own double trouble. The set of twins that Layla gave birth to.
Layla, can't you keep them quiet for 2 minutes? I have a headache, man.
You have a headache. Stolen in here for less than an hour and you have a headache.
Yeah, well, I was stuck at work the whole day. What do you even do at home? Run up the phone bills.
Excuse me, with the racket your breaths make, I can't even hear myself think. Where do I even have time to pick up the phone?
You know what? Just keep them quiet before I lose it. Where's my chow?
It's in the microwave.
Can't even fix me a decent meal.
Mrs. Abbasid was sick, okay?
Mrs. Abbasid? Mrs. Abbasid is not my wife.
She is your cook. Besides, maybe if you stopped complaining and started helping, we'd both have a decent meal.
When did I ever complain? Jeez, woman.
نحن فيه كالورود بيتنا بيت سعيد نحن فيه كالورود كل يوم فيه نمير
You did this?
Yes, it's not perfect though.
It's perfect for me. I can't believe you stitched my abaya for me. Jazakallah, my love.
It's the least that I could do to help. You are so busy sorting out my things that you don't have any time left for yourself.
Look who's talking. The workaholic himself. What about all that you do? Work, teaching, counseling, and now household chores? There'll be nothing left for me to do if you keep carrying on.
You'll always have something to do, my dear.
Really? Like what?
Like make dua for this husband of yours.
I already do. I mean, where else will I find a husband who does the dishes, my sewing, and even cleans up around the house? Whoever said Alims are lazy at home never saw you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. But the credit is not mine. How can I not do this here if the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this for his wives?
Wasim looks through the car window, irritated by Shamshir's dismissal of his good advice, when he notices... the decorations to the entrance.
Decorations? All I see are shoes. Why don't these guys put their shoes where they're supposed to?
When do humans do anything they're supposed to?
Now watch. Wasim continues watching impatiently when he sees the street sweeper approaching the area outside the masjid, heading straight for the shoes.
Hey, 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 hands up in the air where I can see them.
See me! Wait!
Silence. Finally.
Yes, thank goodness. They drive me insane, yet when they're sleeping, they're like angels. She is a joke.
Hamza looks like an angel.
And Danielle doesn't?
He does. It's just maybe a dark angel.
Shame on you, Tahir. How can you say that?
What? It's true. Even you know it. Danielle doesn't look like us. He's so dark.
I thought I was imagining. But he's still our child. So what are you even going to do? Not like you can return back to sender.
Imagine that.
What you can do, though...
Yes?
...is hire a babysitter. I really can't cope with both of them on my own. I'm exhausted.
A babysitter? Okay, I'll try first thing tomorrow.
Ah, thanks, love.
Wasim jumps out of the car hastily and runs to confront a very puzzled street sweeper. Shamshir follows close behind.
What are you doing?
My job, boss.
You can't take these people's shoes.
Why, boss?
It's stealing, which is against the law. You're under arrest.
It's not stealing, boss. These shoes, they're messing the street, boss. But now, if I take it, I'm not stealing, boss. These people, they don't want it. That is why they throw the shoes. Me, I need the shoes.
No, boss. These people are praying inside there. So they take out their shoes and leave it here. When they finish, they put it back on. You mustn't take it. Read that sign there.
Aye, boss, I can't read, man.
As Wasim tries explaining things to a confused street sweeper, the Musallis begin leaving the masjid.
I told you guys, it's one of those black Muslims, isn't it? Let me just get all of you.
Wasim bhai, leave the culprit to us. We'll sort him out. You can go. Wasim and Shamshir realize the danger of the situation and begin shielding the street sweeper from the angry Musallis.
Calm down, brothers, calm down. It was just a misunderstanding.
Yeah, all these kind of chores.
Excuse me, brother, I'm not African too. Don't blame us because we're black. But it is you people. Move there. Let me just show you what I'm going to do. It's this kind who steal. We Indians don't steal.
Yeah, you do worse than stealing. You racist. Astaghfirullah.
Okay, okay, brothers, please, please calm down. You're outside the masjid. There's no need to fight. It was just a misunderstanding. Let me explain.
Tempers begin to flare, and egos are wounded, with the Musallis beginning to engage in a civil war. Wasim looks towards Shamshir for help to control the angry crowd.
Sid, come on, Sid. No man.
Only to realize that Shamshir is missing in action. Radio Islam International Drama Edition.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast.